Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Genesis 49. You're already there in Genesis, but to the 49th chapter. What kind of God did Abraham know? Prosperity God or poverty God? He was acquainted with El Shaddai. Who is El Shaddai? El means God. This same thing is used here in Genesis 49 and 25. Are you there? Genesis 49, 25. Even by the God of your father who shall help you, and by who? Now see, the King James translates it Almighty, but it's the same word. Shaddai. Shaddai, Shaddai, from the word Shad. The Almighty, but see, even if you didn't know how to look up definitions, didn't know anything about Hebrew, just keep reading. He helps define it right here. The Almighty who shall bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They'll be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Now the blessings of heaven above and blessings of the deep that lieth under and blessings of the breast and womb. Does that sound like being broke to you?
No.
Would you read that and go, yeah, he wants me broke. What does it mean? Shaddai. I read from Dr. Nathan Stone's book on the names of God. He says it like this. He said this word, Shaddai, like and from that root word shad that means breast, it signifies nourishment, supply, and satisfaction. Didn't the scripture tell us that we must become converted and become like a little child to enter into the things of the kingdom of God? Well, an infant's total source of supply, you got to remember this is before the days of the bottle too. An infant's total source of supply is the breast. They get everything they need from the mother's breast. Is that right? That's what God is to us. I said, that's what God is to us. He is our complete source. Friend, this is one of the greatest lessons you can ever learn in life. That God is my total source of supply. When you get this, you no longer look to people. You no longer put any pressure on anybody for anything. He is my total source of supply. People say, well, yeah, now, Brother Keith, we need other things besides just God. No, we don't. No, No. Everything you need is in Him. All your brightness of mind, all your health, all your strength, all your connections, all your prosperity, everything you need, every good thing is in Him. And when you learn that, it'll set you free. I'm telling you, everybody's got to learn it. Because in the world, people are trained, and from their parents and grandparents and generations, even unconsciously, people look to their job as their source. They look to their occupation. They look to their investments. What gives me security? Friend, don't get to thinking, well, I've got enough money laid up, now I'm secure. Are you kidding me? That could go away like that. And if it did and you don't know who your source is, then you're going to panic. That's why people jump out of windows and do stupid things, because they think, that was my source. And their source is gone. Oh, but our source is sitting on the throne tonight. Cannot die. Cannot lie. Cannot fail. Can never run out. Can never even run low. Everybody on the planet could make a huge demand on the ability of God at the same split second, and the lights in heaven wouldn't even flicker. He is the Almighty. Oh, and He's not just mighty. He's mighty to nourish. Almighty to supply. And to satisfy. This is El Shaddai. That's who Abraham knew. That's my God. I serve the same God. Amen. That's who I know. I do not serve a broke God. I do not serve a God whose will is poverty. I do not serve a God who tells me, I'm sorry, I'd do that for you if I could, but we're running low today. There's been a lot of demands from other countries and things, and I'm just going to have to put you on the list. Is he or is he not? El Shaddai. Yes, yes. The all-sufficient. Yes. Almighty. Yes. Nourisher. Whew. I like it. Boy, when you know that, when you're fully persuaded of that, it liberates you. It takes away fear. I assure you, I wouldn't stand here and lie before you. I have never lost one night of sleep about the finances of this church. Not a one. I don't even remember the last time I thought about it very hard. Did you hear me? Why? Because I am not my source. You are not my source. No human on this planet. No economic, no government. Nobody but God. And He is there. And He's not going anywhere. And if I obey Him and I trust Him and rest on Him, the needs will be met. Every time and with excess. Right? Who's your source? Same God. Same God. Same God. Now listen. This is the telltale thing. This is the test. When something comes up, a need, where do you look? What do you look to meet that need? And that reveals to you who and what your source is. Need comes up and you think, I got to work harder. I got to work more. And that's the first thing you think of, and that's the main thing you stay on, then your job is your source. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And that is the case with so many people. Their job is their source. That's what they look to. For everything they need, they look to that job to provide it. Preachers look to the congregations to provide for the church. Traveling ministers look to the churches they go to. That's where it's coming from. And if it doesn't come, then people get upset and they start putting pressure on people. Why aren't y'all giving? Why don't you give? You better give. What does that show? That means I think you are the source. And if you come put pressure on me, Brother Keith, you got to help me. The church has got to help us. Really? No. The church is not your source. The church is not my source. Who is our source? El Shaddai. Oh boy, that just takes the pressure off of everybody. You don't put pressure on me. I don't put pressure on you. Something comes up, we know where to look. Same place we looked last time. Right? The Almighty. Oh, I tell you what, I could just keep saying these same things over and over again tonight. I love to think about it and hear it. Hallelujah. El Shaddai means the one who is mighty to nourish and supply and satisfy. Like the breast to the infant, that's that infant's total source of supply. Everything that baby needs comes through the mother's breast. God is that to us. Our total source of supply. That's why, you know, if you notice, I have you say that virtually every offering. Thank you, Father. You're my total source of supply. Amen. Because of you, I never run out. Right? You remember that? Why? What's that? That's stirring us up that we know who our source is. The government is not my source. My natural family is not my source. The church is not my source. My job is not my source. My investments are not my source. God Almighty, El Shaddai, is my source. So I'll always be fed. I'll always be taken care of because He cannot run out. He cannot fail. Right? So I'd never lose any sleep about going broke or failing. Ever. I said ever. I never worry about paying the bills. Ever. I said, oh, I don't believe it. Well, believe it. I didn't say I was always that way. But you keep feeding on this. Keep feeding on this. It'll push fear out of you. I said it'll push fear out of you. God's my source. Said out loud, God's my source. The Almighty. El Shaddai is my unlimited, unfailing, complete source and supply. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What Kind of God Is He? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R319. That's R319. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30 and child care will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.